The Astoria City Council met last night for their first meeting of the new year before a standing room only crowd. They opened the meeting in the City Hall Council Chambers with outgoing Mayor Arlene Lemire swearing in the new mayor, Bruce Jones, and new councilors Joan Herman and Roger Rocca. All three were elected last November. The council then addressed the most challenging item on their agenda for the evening, which had drawn such a large audience, the appointment of a councilor to fill the seat left vacant by Jones, who represented Ward 4 before he was elected mayor. Ward 4 is on Astoria's East End and includes the neighborhoods of Alderbrook, Emerald Heights, and Uppertown. After 2 hours of testimony and discussion in which they heard statements from four candidates and endorsements from the many people who came to the packed meeting to support them, the council unanimously chose downtown business owner Jessamine Grace West as the new representative for Ward 4.
I will move that we appoint Jessamine Grace West to complete the remaining 2 years in the Ward 4 position.
I would like to second that motion.
Can I ask for a roll call vote, Mr. Harrington?
Councilor Herman?
Aye.
Councilor Brownson?
Aye.
Councilor Rocca?
Aye.
Mayor Jones?
It appears we have a majority, and Ms. West will be our next councilor.
The other three candidates for the Ward 4 seat were Kevin Leahy, Pamela Mattson-McDonald, and Clifford Hunter Gammon. Leahy's family has a long history in the area, and he's a graduate of Astoria High School. In recent years, he's been head of CEDR, Clatsop Economic Development Resources, which provides professional guidance to entrepreneurs, and Clatsop Community College's Small Business Development Center. Mattson-McDonald has lived locally since 2001, was owner of an architectural ceramics business, has a background in journalism, and has also served in the Merchant Marine. Hunter Gammon moved to Astoria 2 years ago from Portland. He has a background in banking and software. Leahy and West were the most well-known candidates to the audience and had numerous supporters who spoke on their behalf. During the council vote, Jones had originally cast his vote for Leahy after expressing his view that Leahy would be a strong candidate to address housing and job creation, both important issues for Ward 4 voters. Once the outcome was clear, however, he amended his vote to make the endorsement for West unanimous. In the end, it was her youth and commitment to the downtown arts community, demographics considered underrepresented in city politics, that helped win the council's support. Ward 4 resident Susie McCleary summed up the strengths that led the council to choose West.
I really want to speak to the importance of open-minded youth, and I think Jessamine Grace represents the kind of promise we need here in the future of this community. We need somebody with an open mind, with someone who has an ability to listen and balance all of our views and be gracious about that. Jessamine Grace West, I think, has qualities that we haven't even discovered yet.
McCleary expressed admiration for all the candidates from her end of town who chose to seek appointment to the council.
You know, I'm so proud of this Ward 4 for bringing the passion of this community together. We were always considered in Alderbrook to be kind of the forgotten stepchildren of Astoria, and that is no longer the case. So I would like to bring it in to this council and represent us in a very meaningful way for the future. And I would vote for Jessamine Grace West.
West will serve for almost 2 years until the November 2020 general election, when she will have the opportunity to run for the seat. She is the founder of Astoria Arts and Movement Center and is part owner of the Oddfellows Building on Commercial Street, where the center is housed. She's a dance instructor and an equine massage therapist. The council also elected Councilor Tom Brownson as City Council President, which means he will preside over meetings in the mayor's absence. Brownson held the position last year as well. Since all three incoming members are new to the council, he agreed to take on the role, which is generally rotated between council members annually, for an additional year. All positions are now filled on the Astoria City Council. Roger Rocca represents Ward 1, Tom Brownson, Ward 2, Joan Herman, Ward 3, and Jessamine Grace West, Ward 4. Mayor Bruce Jones also has a vote on the council.